Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Jerry, it's Jay. How you doing?
Good.
You have made voting awareness and voter registration. It seems like that's something that's been of a high priority to you. I've seen you post on it on social media a lot. Could you just maybe, you know, with the election getting here pretty close, explain why that's been so important to you and why that cause is something that you've promoted so much?
Just seen a lot transpire over the past 4 years. A lot of people are upset at the way that the country's been ran, at the way that the governing powers are handling things. So the best way to solve all that, to, you know, fix any confusion or any displeasement by any Americans, is for us to go out and vote. You know, we have our liberties, we have our right. This is our democracy in which we can go out there and pick who we want to be our candidate. That way there won't be any more, you know, any of this foolishness that we're dealing with right now. I feel like, you know, us as American people, we've made some huge strides in our country. For us to kind of revert back into some of the simple name calling and just really just ugly nature is really besides us. You know, like I've said, we've grown, we've come so far. It's no need for us to revert back. So if we have any problems with how any things are being handled, you can vote. You can go out and vote for your congressman. You can go out and vote for your judges, whoever's in your Senate. You can do that. Now, I know the state of Texas is a little bit different than the state of New York, but by all means, everyone should have taken the opportunity to go to get registered so they can participate in these elections.
Do you remember the first time you voted?
Yeah, I was a junior in college, I believe. I was right of age, honestly. I think I just turned 21 that summer. So I think the legal age to vote was 18. But at that time, I wasn't, there was no presidential election or anything for me to vote for. Just focus on getting out of high school and SAT prep and all that stuff. But I do remember the first time I voted. It was for, it was back in 2008, I believe, which was really fun. A couple of my college guys, we actually went to the polls and took care of that. So it's cool just because my school at TCU really promoted that and really got behind people who were trying to go out and vote early and or just vote, period.
Right on. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry. Heather Prusak here. Good to see you. I think I know probably along the lines of what you're going to say, but I want to ask it anyway. Two-part question. Obviously, you guys want to get a win every week. That's obvious. Is there any more added pressure to get a win when you're coming off back-to-back losses and to end that skid? And two, is there any more added pressure when you're going against a winless team to not be their first win?
Well, that's a good question. Probably would have to say there's always pressure to win in this business. I think every week we put that on our shoulders. We put that burden on ourselves just because of the preparation that we do. You know, it starts with Monday, a film study, reviewing our opponent, trying to, you know, figure out what little tip or trick we could get to kind of, you know, just make us a step faster on the field to where we're recognizing things that they say or do. So there's always pressure to go out there and get that win. And just by the way that this team is made up and the way that Brandon Bean and Coach McDermott have put the guys together, we're hungry to win it every time we step foot on the field. I know just from, it doesn't matter which phase is on the field, whether it's special teams, offense, or defense, that's just how we're brought up. That's just how everyone participates in this building. We want to go out there, compete, but certainly we want to win foremost. And we know that the Jets haven't won a game yet, but we know they're going to be coming out fighting and swinging just because this is a division game. We've been telling a lot of the young guys who've joined our team here who don't really understand that there still is a rivalry between the Jets and the Bills. So the fans might not be in there to add that energy to that rivalry, but it's still there. It's still going to be there because we're division opponents. So we want to go out there and certainly sweep them and set the right tone for handling division games, because we know in order for us to hang up a banner in this building, we got to take care of those games right there.
And after the game on Monday, you said that you personally need to do a better job of getting pressure to the quarterback. As a defensive line, is that something that, you know, you guys are really taking personally? Like, hey, we have to put more heat on these passers here.
Yeah. I think we started off the week with understanding that that's going to be our challenge first, stopping the run. We got to make teams one-dimensional if we want to get off the field. And then secondly, we got to get off the field on third down. And I know that starts with us up front. And so we've made that our initiative to really focus on that this week, because we understand if we want to make this team run, if we want to help our team out, especially with the way our offense is playing, if we want to help our defense, us up front, we have to be those dogs and we have to get after teams. We got to stop the run. We got to get after those quarterbacks.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, it's Jason Wolf with the Buffalo News. Good to see you, man. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for having me, man. Good to see you.
Yeah, of course. Got to know what you think. What's your impressions of Justin Zimmer?
Oh, man, dude's a beast. I mean, I call him my quiet assassin. You know, he comes in the building early. He's working hard, and he's just flying around trying to make plays. And, you know, that's our makeup of the team. You know, guys who want to hit the field, who are hungry, who want to make plays, and for Zimmer to go out there, every opportunity he's got, he's, you know, in the backfield, tossing offensive linemen off, taking double teams. He's being that force that we need him to be. So it's fun to, it's fun watching him play just because of the way he prepares throughout the week. It's always great to see someone else who's in the building super early.
What's it like welcoming a guy who is an undrafted free agent who's bounced around the league to a group of accomplished and highly regarded defensive linemen like you guys have?
Oh, man, it's been great. He fits in with our unit like a glove, man. You know, eager to learn, but at the same time brings that intensity, that nastiness, that dog that we like as a defensive lineman. So every time we cut on the tape, we know what Zim's about. We know what Justin's going to do. You see him in the weight room. You see how he carries himself throughout the building, which is great for a lot of our young guys to see. You know, it doesn't matter how many years you've been in this business. Be a pro. Take care of yourselves, and the football gods will always take care of you.
You thought that was a fumble Monday night, didn't you?
It definitely was a fumble. I didn't think. It definitely was a fumble. I'm pretty sure we all saw the ball wiggle before that knee hit the ground. They got to let us play ball. When something like that happens, just let us play ball, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry. Alexa here in Rochester at the CBS station. After the game, you were talking about how, you know, the biggest thing that you wanted to do when you got in on Tuesday was go in, check the film before you even met with the coaches to see what you guys could do to stop the run and what really went wrong against the Chiefs. What did you guys kind of come to in that impromptu session before you guys did get with your coaches? And what did you guys kind of find out about what happened on Monday night?
We felt like up front, we got to play better. If we want our team to win, it starts with us. You know, we understand that we're the tip of the spear. We're what drives this team. And so whenever we start a game, whether it's home or on the road, we got to have our best foot going forward. We got to come out there with our hair on fire, and we got to set the tone. If it's stopping the run with the 7-man box, it needs to be done with the 4 that we have up front. And so we understand that, and we're putting that on our shoulders, because we understand that if we want to be a playoff team, if we want to be an AFC East champion, the D-line has to show up week in and week out. And so it's us reverting back to being those dogs. And we understand that if we're going to go into anyone's house or take food off their table, we got to be those dogs. With that mentality, I think it's just voicing that over to the younger guys, to some of the free agent guys that are coming over, to understand that this is how things have ran in Buffalo and it has to continue. So I think by me being able to kind of access that film and get on it early, voice my opinion out to the guys, we can be able to correct a lot of those mistakes.
Do you think that your coaches in follow-up, do you think that your coaches were happy that you guys did have that session before they all got together? Because you guys knew how frustrated with you were about your own performance.
Yeah. I think our coaches were showed that we care and we want to get better. And I think for them, it helped them out tremendously because this would be our third game in 13 days. So, you know, they have a lot on their plate right now, getting ready for the Jets and the following opponents. So for us to kind of take that step to really show that, you know, we want to be a top tier defense. Sometimes we got to handle things in-house amongst the players. I think that takes a lot off their plate so they can focus on game planning and getting us ready.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.